A bill designed to modernize Act 250, that's Vermont's half-century-old development review law, will not get voted on this year. A House committee has worked on the bill since January, and both the Scott administration and legislative leaders made the Act 250 overhaul a top priority for the session. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, the debate exposed thorny issues over environmental protection and land use that remain unresolved.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the opportunity to address you today. My name is Chris Smith.
The legislative hearing room was packed this week as lawmakers worked into their fourth month of deliberation on Act 250, the state's signature development review law. Operators of slate quarries in Rutland County, along with the Rutland County delegation, were there to argue in favor of an exemption for many of these mining operations. But neighbors have complained about truck traffic, blasting, and other impacts from reopened mines. A draft of the bill would restore Act 250 oversight, but Chris Smid of New England Slate in Pulteney says the exemption should not be lifted.
My colleagues and I were discouraged by some of the language taken in the draft legislation, but were very encouraged by the draft letter of April 5th requesting the formation of a stakeholder group.
Under Act 250, local commissions review larger developments for their impacts on water quality, air pollution, traffic, and other environmental criteria. Pre-existing slate quarries, even if they are idle for decades, were largely exempted in the 1990s. But just like the overall bill itself, the slate quarry issue will not get resolved this year. Instead, both will get more study and more deliberation.
So there's outstanding things that we can work on, and we're hoping to, you know, move the bill early in the next session.
Middlebury Democrat Amy Sheldon chairs the House Committee on Natural Resources, Fish, and Wildlife. She also chaired a commission on Act 250's future that spent 18 months looking at the law and possible changes. The commission's report was the starting point for this year's legislative discussion. Sheldon says despite that extensive groundwork, she's not surprised that the legislative process got complicated.
There's four new members and I'm a new chair. Was I expecting it? Yeah, I mean, at the end, when we put the report together and we found all the, it's like a puzzle and we're piecing it together, when we're thinking about the future of the state of Vermont's landscape, we had a lot of things to add and some things to fix. And so, I guess I was expecting the complexity.
The legislative delay is disappointing for both the business community and environmentalists. Real estate developer Ernie Pomerleau served as an advisor to the Act 250 Study Commission and offered a number of recommendations that he and other developers supported.
There are ways to help refine it, make it more efficient, faster, and better.
Yet Pomerleau hasn't even testified on the bill, although he does have a lobbyist tracking its progress. The developer was hoping for a few key changes. One would lighten Act 250 review in downtown areas targeted for growth or redevelopment. The committee is moving in that direction. But the committee did not go for another change the developer wanted that would have given more legal weight to various state agency environmental permits in Act 250 cases. Sheldon's committee also changed the appeals process for Act 250. Appeals now go to the environmental court. The current bill would direct those appeals to a board that would also oversee the administrative functions of the law. Pomerleau sees that as a step backwards.
This has to remain legal. And if it goes to a citizen board again, it becomes political. It has to be apolitical.
Vermont Natural Resources Council Director Brian Shoup is also disappointed but not surprised that the bill is being delayed.
It's a very complex set of issues, so taking their time, allowing for stakeholders to do more work over the summer to ask some questions of the Agency of Natural Resources regarding some of the environmental criteria, that's probably a prudent move on the part of the committee.
Committee Chairwoman Amy Sheldon says she's trying to keep her eye on the fundamental challenge behind the committee's work, how to update Act 250 to address 21st century environmental challenges such as climate change and habitat protection.
Yeah, it's important to think about the bigger picture of 50 years from now, what's the Vermont we want to live in?
And if you're looking a half century ahead, taking another year to work on it doesn't seem that long. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.